from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, September 28th. Coming up, tractor accidents are the leading cause of death and serious injuries on farms. One artist hopes a colorful memorial will help remind drivers to share the road with tractors. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new Illinois law will promote restorative justice approaches to identity-based bullying in schools. Maria Mozafar with the Illinois Muslim Civic Coalition says it's important to teach conflict resolution early to prevent hate crimes and cultural divisions.
We believe that building relationships in an environment that the primary focus is education and camaraderie is where we're going to see these changes.
Restorative approaches focus on interpersonal understanding instead of excluding or removing a student from a school. Two of the coalition's other initiatives make January 17th Muhammad Ali Day in Illinois and allow students to retain their religious garments while competing in sports. A small group of students has started taking classes from Augustana College in Rock Island. 10 inmates at the East Moline State Prison have enrolled in the Augustana Prison Education Partnership, studying history, literature, math, religion, science, and the arts. Herb Trix has more.
Partnership Director Dr. Sharon Varello says applicants had to have a high school diploma or GED and take a two-hour written exam.
It is a hard sell sometimes for somebody to imagine why literature, why liberal arts in prison. But liberal arts education is an education in critical thinking. It's about imagining options, learning who you are, learning what your gifts are and what you can give back to the world.
It's a four-year program, the same as if they're attending classes on the campus in Rock Island. Varello says research has shown for every dollar spent on higher education in prison, $5 is saved due to lower recidivism and unemployment. I'm Herb Trix.
Champaign County Executive Darlene Kleppel wants the county board to pass new county board district boundaries now that official census data is available. Back in May, county board Democrats overrode Kleppel's veto to pass a district map they said was more equitable. But Kleppel says district populations on the map, passed by her fellow Democrats, had variances as high as 17%. Kleppel says the districts on her new proposal are more balanced.
Basically, we're down to 6%, a little bit over 6% for population variance. We've increased the number of majority-minority districts to 3, and we have a smaller, more compact areas.
Plus, Kleppel says her new proposal was based on census data instead of the population estimates that she and County Board Democrats relied on in May. Kleppel wants the Champaign County Board to hold a public hearing and discussion on her new map at their October 12th Committee of the Whole meeting. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District is hosting Pfizer vaccine booster clinics for healthcare workers and first responders only today and tomorrow at the I Hotel on the University of Illinois campus in Champaign. Hours for the walk-in clinics are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The clinics are for healthcare workers and first responders who have been fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine only. Still to come, a Western Illinois artist hopes a colorful memorial will help remind drivers to share the road with tractors. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The women of Drake Private Detective Agency are back for a fourth and final season fighting crime in 1920s Toronto. This season, Frankie and her team immerse themselves in high society, discover an underground cabaret, infiltrate a candy factory, and even join a scavenger hunt as they investigate murders, kidnappings, and heists. You can watch all four seasons of Frankie Drake Mysteries as a friend of WILL with Passport. Learn more about the show and find extras at will.illinois.edu/spotlight.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Farm tractors are designed to be used in the field, but sometimes farmers take to the highways in their tractors when they need to get from one field to another, and that's when deadly problems sometimes arise. Rich Egger tells us about a Western Illinois woman's effort to remind drivers to share the road.
On a sunny and warm late summer afternoon, Kelly Quinn of Macomb unveiled her latest piece of art. Her canvas is a vintage 1939 Farmall tractor. On the tractor is a mosaic with tiles of every color of a rainbow and more. You can see farm fields, wind turbines, and puffy white clouds in the mosaic. Quinn believes this work of art is one of a kind.
Yeah, anywhere in the world, nobody has mosaiced a tractor before. So it's a special first, and it'll be neat that it is from Macomb.
Quinn grew up in Macomb, or Macomb-Baya, as she sometimes calls it. She calls the mosaic Tractor Town, and it's traveled quite a road to get here. Quinn says the tractor was a brown, crumpled heap when she found it at a salvage yard. That was a couple years ago. Since then, it's taken donations of money, materials, and time to make Tractor Town happen. And even then, the pandemic set back the project by more than a year. Why a mosaic? Why not just paint the tractor?
I typically use this material. It lasts longer than paint, and it's a little bit fresher and newer looking. It's more unique than just painting the tractor.
The mosaic tractor now stands on a stamped concrete pad that looks like a barn floor. The display is surrounded by a black wrought iron fence near the community's downtown at the intersection of two highways and a train crossing. Quinn says she wants Tractor Town to remind people that we're on shared roadways. The idea for the project came to her after a tragedy.
The image of all those tractors at the intersections really struck me.
She's referring to the funeral for Tim Sullivan. A couple years ago, the lifelong farmer was on his tractor on a stretch of highway north of Macomb when it was struck from behind by a box truck. The impact threw Sullivan from the tractor, killing him. He was 64. Accidents involving tractors kill around 250 people a year. That's according to the National Ag Safety Database. The fatalities are the result of overturns, runovers, entanglement, and highway collisions, and the database says these are by far the leading cause of death and serious injury in agriculture. As Sullivan's family left the church following the memorial service and drove to the cemetery, his youngest daughter, Teresa Young, says the family was comforted to see the route lined with tractors of all sizes and even lawnmowers as the community's farmers paid their respects.
It really made that drive after the service a memorable one and a beautiful one.
Young is one of about a dozen volunteers who helped Quinn piece together the mosaic. And on one section of the tractor, Young created a mosaic of the Sullivan family's sesquicentennial farm.
That's really a special thing for us to have and do and show our children.
Go down the Tractor Town, Mama, you won't see me no more.
After the Tractor Town dedication ceremony, Young said the family is touched by the project. She said it's personal, but also thinks the community will appreciate it.
I think it's perfect. I think the location and the outcome, the whole setup is beautiful.
Young says she's seen a lot of tractors in her day, but nothing like this. The artist, Kelly Quinn, hopes the project will get people talking about and thinking about tractors on the roads.
The talking about it is really important. If people are thinking about tractors more, maybe there'll be fewer accidents.
Quinn says she's not done reminding truck and car drivers to think about tractors while traveling through farm country. Her goal is to mosaic several more tractors and display them around Macomb. Rich Egger reporting.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrea Pritchard says sunny and warm again today, but not as windy, with a high of 85 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Herb Trix, Jim Meadows, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.